The Defense Department's bold experiment with a performance management system didn't last long. The National Security Personnel System didn't quite reach full implementation before it was done in by lawsuits, political opposition, and a sense among employees that performance awards were unfair and arbitrary. But our next guest thinks there are some things NSPS got right, like the idea that for a performance management system to work, employees' goals need to be tied to their organization's goals. Bob Tobias is director of key executive leadership programs at American University. He joins us regularly to talk about management issues, and he's on the line now. Hi there, Bob.
Good afternoon. Nice to talk to you.
Nice to talk to you. So you were actually part of a Defense Business Board task group back in 2009 that recommended rebuilding NSPS and incorporating some of the things that they did do right. Obviously, instead, Congress killed it a few months after that. But looking back a few years later, what do you wish that they had kept?
Well, there's really only one element that I wish they had kept, and that is the terrific effort that they did to match organizational goals and employee goals. The data shows that there's only one thing in the public sector, and particularly in the federal sector, that motivates individual employees to produce more in the future, and that is when their goals are linked to organizational goals, and more importantly, they see progress toward those organizational goals. And when that isn't happen, when that doesn't happen, employees are not as motivated to produce more in the future. And what we found when we looked at the NSPS system, when 211,000 people who were under the system, 90% of them said that they knew how their goals were linked to organizational goals. And all of the work that went into developing the infrastructure, particularly the IT, to make that happen, were thrown out. And in today's workplace, where in response to the crisis du jour, Congress or others say, well, we're going to hold them accountable. We're going to hold them accountable. Which sounds very much like punishment for me, rather than holding them accountable by doing the hard work of creating mission, vision, values, and goals and cascading them down an organization.
And importantly, that flavor of accountability requires that you know what you're going to be held accountable to ahead of time.
That's correct. And the reason why it worked in DOD was those at the top, including political appointees, participated in designing the organizational goals and allocating those goals down the line. So everybody knew what part they were contributing to the overall agency goals.
I think another important part of your report is not only did employees understand what the goals were, they also thought that they were reasonable and achievable. How did NSPS arrive at that kind of structure? Was it because employees were involved on the front end in building the goals, or how did it happen?
Well, they were involved. How it worked was, at the top, I mean, let's assume you report to me. At the top, 100 units will be produced, and you're assigned 20 of those units. So now you as a supervisor would be speaking to the 8 or 10 people who report to you and determining how those 100 units would be, in fact, produced. So people, through their participation in the effort, decided that the allocated tasks and the allocated goals were, in fact, reasonable.
I think one of the other things you found back in that 2009 report, though, was that there were a lot of cases where the people who were supposed to be evaluating the performance of employees that led to eventual awards didn't quite understand what those employees did, so they found their performance hard to evaluate. And also, it just took up an enormous amount of paperwork time to go through the process of assessing these people's performance. Is that just inevitable in a performance management system, or is there a better way to handle that?
Well, that was one of the critical components of NSPS that was a failure. Because a supervisor could do an evaluation, a supervisor who knew what the person did and how the person did it, but then the second level supervisor had the authority to unilaterally change the supervisor's evaluation in the interest of ensuring that all supervisors used the same standard. But of course, oftentimes the second level supervisor didn't even know the employee being evaluated. So of course, the employee who received the downgrade had no appeal, no one to speak to, and was very frustrated, and rightfully so. That part didn't work. But it can work. I think a system, the fundamental basis for a performance management system is I know what my goals are, I know who my supervisor is, and they're attached to the organization goals. If I can get that piece right, a lot of good can flow from that basic infrastructure.
And that basic piece, I know you said the IT infrastructure that supported all that has all been thrown out, but the basic premise, as far as you can tell, has that flowed forward into any even experimental personnel system in government, or has it gone completely down the memory hole?
The latter. Unfortunately, no one is doing the hard work that DOD did to create that basic infrastructure. There's been much talk about we need a performance management culture, we need a performance management system, we need data to support, to be used by supervisors to make decisions, but none of the hard work that was done and then eliminated when an SPS was thrown out has been incorporated as part of any agency performance management system of which I'm aware.
Amidst all the uproar around VA scandals and IRS purported scandals, there's a lot of talk on Capitol Hill about the notion that there's no accountability among federal employees. Everybody gets a bonus regardless of their performance. Do you see any potential that given that environment, Congress takes a new interest in performance management or reforming federal personnel systems more generally?
Congress doesn't have a very good record. I mean, they're more prone to attention deficit disorder than the hard work of doing civil service reform. The approach has been, we got to get something done. We got to do something. We have to show that something was done. And so the response is usually short-sighted. Rather than long-term in nature, which I think what I'm suggesting is longer-term in nature.
And that was another key finding that you guys came up with back in 2009, was that NSPS tried to do too much too quickly. If this ever were to be tried again, is it just a multi-decade effort that you bite off small pieces in little increments?
Well, the fundamental flaw of the NSPS system was the broadbanding approach and the way awards were allocated. And a new system has to be created for that. And actually, the Partnership for Public Service and Booz Allen Hamilton recently advanced what they described as a basis for dialogue about performance management and how to do awards and how to do evaluations, which I think are worthy of discussion. But that's step two. Step one is what we're talking about today, because no matter what award system you've ultimately create, you have to get the goals clearly stated and tied to organization goals.